Please be seated, and Judy Kennison will come and share our gospel reading.
The scripture for this morning is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 20. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. In God's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to God except through me. If you know me, you will know God also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen God. How can you say, show us God? Do you not believe that I am in God and God is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but God who dwells in me does God's work. Believe me that I am in God and God is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do no greater works than these, because I am going to God. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that God may be glorified in the Son. If my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask God, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in God, and you in me, and I in you.
Thank you, Judy. So we worked with this in Bible study on Tuesday night, this passage. I would invite those of you who don't ever come to Bible study, try us out sometime. We're not every week, but every other Tuesday, and it's always a rich conversation. You may recognize the first verses of this passage as a very commonly read scriptures for funerals. We read it at David Evans' memorial service a few weeks ago. The promise that Jesus prepares a place for us and that Jesus comes and takes us to himself. And yet right after that, we hit this troubling, I think, verse for those of us who are progressives. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through me. It has been used as the basis for such exclusivity, has it not? The exclusive claims that only those who know and believe in Jesus in the prescribed way can know God. And so we wrestle with that. What does this mean? I think it helps to realize what was going on in this passage in John's gospel. Jesus has just told them that he's going to be betrayed, that he's going to be leaving them. He's speaking to his inner circle, those who have been with him, those who have trusted in him. And he's saying, don't be troubled, even though I'm telling you this really scary news. even though these really difficult times is coming, believe in God, believe also in me. And again, the word believe appears again and again in John's gospel, and is better, I think, translated perhaps trust than believe, because in our 21st century ways of thinking, after all these years of church history, we hear believe and it's like, you know, agree to the creed, agree to the right set of notions and doctrines about who Jesus is. And that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about relationship. He's talking about trust. He's talking about giving our lives over to be in relationship with Jesus the Christ. And then he says, I'm the way to that. I am the opening to that. I am the truth, the life, the truth that sets you free, as it says elsewhere in John's gospel. I just don't believe that Jesus' intent was therefore to set up a litmus test that if you didn't agree to the exact interpretation of these verses in Romans, you were then going to hell. I don't believe that's what he was doing here. I think he was telling them, I have shown you the way. I have shown you through my life. I am your relationship with me, leads you, connects you to God. Because I'm connected to God, you can be connected to God. It's a mutual, reciprocal. I think of the lovely notion that some of us have learned about the Trinity. I think the word is perichoresis, a 3rd-4th century Greek idea about the Trinity, that the Trinity is the dance around, that it's a mutual connecting and indwelling between Creator, Christ, and Spirit. And the image is even of the water wheel. You know those wheels that water pours into the next, into the next, into the next, and it just keeps going around. That the energy of God is like that among the Trinity as we talk about it, and the energy of God is like that in us. That's what I'm hearing and seeing here. The flow of God's love, the flow of the Spirit, connecting Creator God to God revealed in Jesus Christ, to God in each and all of us, and us back again, connecting to God. Some of you know, and some of you actually subscribe also to Steve Garnas Holmes' several times a week reflections on the lectionary. This was from this past week, many rooms, reflecting on the second verse here. In our parents, in our heavenly parents' house, there are many dwelling places. And this is what Steve says. There's room for you. There's room for everybody. There are many ways to be at home in God. Make yourself at home. In God's house, you have many roommates. God's house is wherever God is. God is infinite. Everywhere you ever are is a room in the house of God. Take off your shoes. Beautiful. Expansive. Part of what we talked about Tuesday night. I believe whenever we read scripture and we find it feeling constricting, it's probably not the right interpretation. God in Christ is opening us up, expanding love, mercy. And so if we live in that love, if we keep his teachings about love, then God comes to dwell in us. God sends us the Spirit, and the Spirit is in us to guide us, to continue to open us up and transform us, the Spirit of truth. And yes, he says, the world can't know it, because if you lock yourself away, you don't. There is that choice. We make that choice every day. Do we open up? Do we let God's Spirit work in us? Or do we try to constrict and control? But Jesus says, because the Spirit abides with you, is in you, We will never be orphaned. We will never be abandoned. We will never be left alone. God's Spirit, Christ's Spirit, is always coming to us. Even when the world cannot see it, we will be able to see it. Because Christ lives, we also live. And we will know, we can know, that Christ is in God, we are in Christ, we are in God together. Mutuality, sharing.